place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, going to San Antonio with Charlie Pride on a Tuesday morning. 53 degrees at 7 o'clock. The news update is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first order of business in Donald Trump's criminal trial today will be addressing the gag order that prosecutors say Trump has violated at least 10 times. They want him fined $1,000 for each violation and held in contempt of court. More pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses.
Security heightened at Columbia University, where student demonstrators pitched tents at the center of campus. The encampments still in place this morning. Classes there going virtual Monday. University President Manoush Shafiq authorized the NYPD to make arrests last week.
ABC Stephanie Ramos, there were more than 100 arrests made at NYU last night when police cleared away a protest there. Columbia will only have hybrid classes for the rest of the semester because of the demonstrations. The Senate returns to Washington today to vote on the $95 billion security package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. The bill comes as Ukraine says it desperately needs firepower in the war against Russia. This is ABC News. California lawmakers considering a measure that could change up the system that lets some air travelers cut the security line.
At many airports, once a CLEAR member is welcomed by CLEAR employees or escorted to the front of the TSA line to cut in. That has angered California State Senator Josh Newman, who's annoyed that wealthier passengers who can pay get to cut in line. He wants to put an end to it. His bill would force CLEAR to have its own dedicated security line to California airports or go away. The major airlines oppose the bill. CLEAR says it is proud to partner with 9 airports in California. Alex Stone, ABC News. Los Angeles.
The first spikes are in the ground at a new high-speed railroad between Las Vegas and Los Angeles.
We're the only industrialized country in the world that doesn't have a high-speed rail in America, and 4 years from now, we won't be saying that anymore.
Wes Eden, founder of Brightline Railways. The project promises to get riders between the two cities in about 2 hours, half the time it takes to drive. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take-and-bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
We'll be right back. When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take and bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
5 minutes after 7, we'll have forecast details coming up here in a moment from WRCO as we get toward the morning commute and the possibility of some showers a little bit later on in the day. This time of year, you just got to carry that umbrella or raincoat with you all the time. You just never know.
Elevate your home into a haven. Attend the Senior Expo on April 24th at the Richland Center Community Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meet Violet from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to discover our premium collection of medical-approved lift chairs, adjustable beds, and waterproof mattresses crafted to enhance your comfort and wellness. Violet will be able to address any questions about our products as well as provide recommendations for furniture that can make your small space more inviting.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 66, spotty showers and thunderstorms possible late this afternoon. West winds at 10 to 18 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and cold with frost late, a low of 30. Wednesday, sunny and cooler than normal, a high of 56. Wednesday night, clear and crisp with frost again, a low of 31. Thursday, rather nice with lots of sunshine and a high of 62. In RC, it was 60 degrees at midnight. We've been as low as 53. Right now, 54 degrees.
Don't know where you at, don't know where you been. Don't know nothing about that boy you're into. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gon' be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can cuss my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me?
Morgan Wallen on Country and Community, WRCO, 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Quizzy poo time. And last I knew, I walked by Henry's office and he said, I don't know what I'm going to quiz you on today. So I guess we're equal. I don't either. So anyway, we'll find out together. Here's Old Dominion taking us down memory lane.
If I could buy a house on memory lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh coat of paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light. Yeah, I might as well live there, baby. That's where I spend most of my time. Thinking about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. Still drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes. You're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over. If I could buy a house on memory lane, I wouldn't have to wonder if you miss me the same. I'd be loving you as usual, telling you you're beautiful. Oh, I'd be happily delusional. Think about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. Still drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes. You're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Just go anywhere the wind
Just a really good song that kind of sums up spring, right? The pesky old wind. And I know it has its advantages, but not when you're sitting out watching a sporting event and wind burning your tonsils. But anyway, that was Southern Pacific here on WRCO. Southwest winds at 2 this morning. It is 54 degrees. Crofton Drive in Henrietta Township will be closed again today. That reminder for you. Well, we're also celebrating the 30th anniversary of the polka being declared the official state dance in Wisconsin. So here we go. Celebrate. Here we go. Here we go. Celebrating Wisconsin's official dance right there. You almost got on the beat there at the end there, Hank. But
I've been out of beat for a long time.
Close. Yeah, absolutely. All right. The old Bear Barrel Polka. Hopefully somebody didn't wake up and think it was 520 or something like that. That's when we normally play it, you know. Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
We are celebrating WCCU Credit Union's new Reedsburg West location with a special certificate. WCCU is offering a special 7-month certificate at a great rate of 5.15% APY. This special 7-month certificate at 5.15% is available at all WCCU locations through this Friday, April 26th. For more information, visit us at wccucreditunion.coop or stop by any of our WCCU offices. Rate based on annual percentage yield, $5,000 minimum deposit. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you feel. The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30 and will include their usual run of recently fresh cows, two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics will host another free Safe Talk suicide prevention session on May 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. Anyone can join this three-hour class and learn skills that mental health professionals use in suicide prevention. Suicide is preventable. Anyone can make a difference. Visit richlandhospital.com for more information and to register for this free event.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm still offbeat.
Yeah, I know you are. The song ended 3 minutes ago. So anyway.
I'm like 30 seconds into it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
How you doing, young man?
Ah, good. Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Good. A little windy last night.
It was. As I mentioned, it's really hard to enjoy the great outdoors when you're when you're wimpy like we are.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, I look like I back to 350 pounds last night where the wind was blowing my clothes around.
Wind got under your shirt a little
bit.
Oh,
my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
But... hey, good job for those Ithaca boys hanging in there.
Yeah.
It was a tough battle last night over on the baseball side.
Well, I'll tell you, and they're two good teams meeting, but the wind...
oh, without question.
You look at some of these scores, the wind is the great equalizer or the great detractor sometimes. Mm-hmm. You talk to anybody that has to pitch on a day like that when there's about a 30-mile-an-hour wind.
And... mm-hmm. You know, poor Micah Salisbury was on the mound last night, and he's throwing some curveballs, and it looked like the wind was actually carrying it, you know. You know, and then the Seneca pitcher, I think he hit three or four people last night because of the curveball. It just, you know, it trailed right into the batter.
Yep.
So, but, you know.
We need to build a bubble.
Yeah.
We can play in.
Yep.
Yeah. And see how that goes.
Yeah. I wonder if we could get any donors.
It'd be the initial investment would be great, but I think people, they'd rent it 24 hours probably.
Yeah, you'd have
this
to.
This time of year. Yep.
Yeah. So, but anyway, you know, in softball, the girls went over there. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's where I was.
So good teams, you never take anything away from Seneca. So, and I think the boys actually play them again on Saturday.
Already?
Yeah.
A tournament or is that?
No,
it's a makeup game.
Yeah, makeup game.
I didn't know that.
At Seneca, I think. So.
Yeah, they're sticking these makeup games in and out.
Yeah, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, what's the quiz on today?
Oh, buddy. Do you want to know?
No.
Okay. I have 10 questions on pretty much anything you can think of.
A little potpourri of everything?
Yes, mm-hmm. And it doesn't smell very well.
Okay. All right. The everything quiz.
The everything, yeah.
It's, by Hank Bray.
Yeah, what is the bagel? Is it the anything bagel or everything bagel?
Everything, I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. So
everything.
Yeah, goes. It's coming at you for 10 questions.
All right. Go ahead.
Number 1, what is the world's largest ocean? Is it the Atlantic, the Indian, or the Pacific? All right. What NFL logo, faces left? Mm-hmm. Is it the Philadelphia Eagles, the Seattle Seahawks, or the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, that's not what I wrote down. So. I thought I knew. I started writing.
This is a tough one.
All right.
90% of the people get this wrong.
Okay, so give me the answers or the possible answers again.
What NFL logo faces left? Is it the Philadelphia Eagles, the Seattle Seahawks, or the Baltimore Ravens?
All right.
What college football team has a boll weevil as a mascot? All right. Is it the University of Idaho, University of Arkansas, Monticello, or the University of Alabama at Jackson?
All right.
What is the longest river in the world? Is it the Nile, Amazon, or Mississippi? Is it the Nile, Amazon, or Mississippi?
Okay.
What is that?
I had to think about it.
We're just putting all kinds of stuff down there.
Yeah.
What number? Four or five?
I wrote true or false. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, okay. Boy. What is the capital of Canada? Is it Toronto, Montreal, or Ottawa? Ottawa.
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 Ottumwa is in Iowa.
Or Boscobel.
All right.
How many sides does a hexagon have, Philip? Is it four, five, six, or seven?
All right.
Let me make sure I get there. Well, how many sides does a hexagon have? Is it four? A is four. Mm-hmm. B is five. Mm-hmm. C is six. Mm-hmm. D is seven.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, number seven. What is the process of water changing from gas to liquid called? Evaporation, condensation, or precipitation?
All right.
Here's another one for you, buddy. How many NFL teams have birds as a logo?
Well, you mentioned one, the Ravens.
Actually, I mentioned three.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Only one stuck with me, I guess.
All right. So is it A6, B5, C7, and D12?
All right.
What is the term for raindrops that are 0.05 milliliters in diameter? Is it drizzle, downpour, showers, or torrential rain? I told you this is a potpourri of nothing.
I guess it is. Oh. That's probably what my score going to be, too.
Downpour.
Are you smarter than a radio announcer?
Number 10. What is the name for rain that freezes upon contact with the ground?
Okay.
Is it hail, sleet, snow, or freezing rain?
All right.
How you think
what are you,
you, did,
what are you laughing at? He looks at my paper and started laughing.
Your paper looks horrible.
Oh. Well, I never got graded very high for penmanship, I can tell you that. So.
You did put your name on that.
I should have been a doctor.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't. You can write like one,
Dr. Knee.
And you stayed at the Starlight last night. I'm a doctor.
I did.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like those Holiday Inn commercials.
Oh yes, yes. Yeah. All right.
How many you think you got, buddy?
I'm gonna say six.
Oh, not bad.
Yep.
The world's largest ocean, Philip, is Atlantic, Indian, or Pacific?
Pacific.
It is. That's correct.
Woo!
What NFL logo faces left? Is it the Eagles, Seahawks, or Ravens?
I went with the Ravens.
No, it is the Eagles.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that get that wrong. Yeah. That's the only logo that faces left.
Faces left.
Yes.
Okay.
When you look at it, it faces left. So
I started writing the Pittsburgh Steelers because I believe they're the only one with a logo only on one side of their helmet, if I'm not mistaken. But
I think you're mistaken.
I might be mistaken, but I'm almost sure. At least it used to be that way.
What college football program has a boll weevil as a mascot? Is it the University of Idaho, University of Arkansas at Monticello, or University of Alabama at Jackson?
I went with the Arkansas team.
It is. It's University of Arkansas at Monticello boll weevil.
Boll weevil.
Yeah, it's a cotton.
Oh, sure. Yeah. The boll weevil. All right.
And if you notice, University of Alabama at Jackson, Mississippi probably doesn't even exist.
I don't know.
You never know if these schools anymore. They're everywhere. What is the longest river in the world? Is it the Nile, Amazon, or Mississippi?
I went with the Nile.
It is. That Woo-hoo! Is correct. Yep. What is the capital of Canada? Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, or Boscobel? Did you go Ottawa?
Ottawa is
yes,
what I wrote.
Yep, that is.
All right.
How many sides does a hexagon have, Phil? Is it four, Five, six, or seven?
I think Hex is six.
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 Yep, it is a six.
Woo!
I think, well, you're on a roll.
I've got one wrong.
Oh, you... Yes.
Yeah, I had the first one wrong, or second one wrong.
Number seven, what is the process of water changing from a gas to a liquid called? Evaporation, condensation, or precipitation?
I said condensation.
That is true.
Woo! Boy.
How many NFL teams have birds as a logo, Philip?
I went with seven.
It's the Falcons, the Cardinals, the Ravens, the Eagles, and the Seahawks.
Five. Oh, okay. Got that one wrong.
Nope. What is the term for raindrop that are 5 milliliters in, or 0.05 milliliters in diameter? Is it drizzle, downpour, showers, or torrential rain?
I wrote drizzle.
It is drizzle.
Woo!
Yep. What is the name for rain that freezes upon contact with the ground? Is it hail, sleet, snow, or freezing rain?
Freezing rain.
It is freezing rain.
All right.
What'd you get? You got eight?
Eight right.
Wow.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
It's not quite a fridge hanger.
No, but that's pretty good.
Not bad.
That was a tough quiz today.
Are you smarter than a old radio announcer?
I think you are.
Yeah.
I think you are, my man.
Yes. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, those are some tough ones.
Yeah, so some potpourri for sure.
Yep. Some I actually knew. There were some that were long shot guesses.
Yeah.
But that's the way it goes. All right.
Well, anyway, what's your plans for the day?
Well, we have baseball tonight.
Yep.
Weather permitting. We're
weather permitting.
Richland Center with Platteville.
Oh, so that should be a good one.
Yep.
That should be a dandy.
Yep.
So
Hornets are playing well.
Yeah, and then I'm in the big town of, well, I'm in the school of River Ridge tonight.
Oh,
so
okay.
Out of the air, so people don't have to worry.
Oh, yeah. You're still not quite far enough away. You're still within our signal range. So
I know. So
up there on the hill.
And it'll be, if it's windy today, it will be windy
it'll
there.
Be, yep, exactly.
So, always windy in Seneca, Highland, and River Ridge.
And Dodgeville.
You think so?
Dodgeville's always windy, too, it seems like.
Well, it's just when you're there.
Well, that could be, too.
Buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind, buddy.
That's old Hank Bray.
Best part of waking up is coffee in my cup. Oh, in the Roundup. Hank, and it's, Hank, who's the other guy?
Is it the guy that does Prime Mover?
No, it's Phil. You know, Phil Nee.
Oh, right. The one that does the Saturday Night Show.
Speaking of Saturday nights, Ryan, do you know what deductible means?
Of course I do. Dem ducks down at the pond all the time.
No. An auto policy deductible is what you pay out of pocket on a claim before your insurance covers the rest. To talk more about your deductibles, give Julie Karen State Farm a call today.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Administrative Professionals Week is a perfect opportunity to say thank you to that busy guy or gal. Now is the time to really say thank you and that you appreciate them. Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help. They have a nice selection of fresh floral bouquets, houseplants, balloons, and gifts that is sure to brighten up your administrator's day. Let the girls help you show that you care. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and like them on Facebook.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. the Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Take the first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with the results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
This day in history, 1954, Hank Aaron of the Milwaukee Braves hit the first of his 755 Major League home runs in a game against the Cardinals. Also on this day, 1988, a federal ban on smoking during domestic airline flights of 2 hours or less went into effect. And in 2005, the recently created video sharing website YouTube uploaded its first clip. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy belated birthday to Nash Burkhammer, with love from Great Grandpa and Grandma Miller of Boscobel. To Owen Swenson today from Five Points Lutheran Church, Linda Troxel from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Devin Iim, happy birthday from Libby today. Happy 16th, Devin. Love from Dad, Mom, Dalton, Deegan, and Dyson. We hope you have a great day. And to Devin Iim from John, Angie, and Aspen Young, have an awesome birthday there at Ithaca Schools. Wishes to Nathan Phillips from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, Leroy Hafner from your mother-in-law, Mary, and to husband Leroy, wishing you all the best today. Love from your wife, Sue. Leroy Hafner from Jason, Shelley, TJ, Jocelyn, Chance, Ruby, Sarge, Roxy, and Rufus. Happy birthday, big sister Shelby. Hope you have a wonderful day. From Travis and Pam. Happy 80th to Nancy Withington from Butch, Margaret, Alfred, Peanut, Jelly, and Tyke. To Kaylee Klatt from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret today, have an awesome birthday. Happy wishes to Alan Bradley retiree Dave Fish from also retired 18101 and Burl Miller from your grandkids and great-grandkids. Happy 95th birthday to Dad Burl Miller. Love from Marcia and Rick. Also greetings today to Mary Wilson. It says to a dear sister, hope your birthday is wonderful. We love Mary Wilson from Jim, Donna, and all your family. To Mary Wilson from Ann, have an awesome birthday. Tim Draves, one of the Highland farmers from Cousin Charlene. Happy birthday, Jordan Hess from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. And to Terry Burrows from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Also, Suzanne Anderson, all the best from Willow Valley Church. To Kaylee Klatt from Lori and the Guys. Happy birthday, Sister Shelby Hughes, with much love from the family today. To Shelby Hughes from the Bloom City Town Crier. Also, Leroy Hafner, Nathan Phillips, and Mary Wilson are on the list. Happy wishes from Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions to Jeremy Aide, John Brown, Chase Hendrickson, Jason Luxton, Kiera Prohaska, Bob Hershey, and Heath Newroth. To Tom Lewis from Willow Valley United Methodist Church, all the best today to Tom from his wife Patty as he reaches another plateau today, 70 years young. Happy birthday to Susie Anderson from Patty Lewis. Have a great day today. And to Arlene Lewis, who turns 90, from Patty and Tom Lewis. Happy birthday, Arlene, from the Durst families. Arlene Lewis, 90 years young, from Tim, Jane, and the family. And happy birthday, Arlene. Happy 90th. With love from all your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. To an awesome lady there in Ithaca, I got to get something off my chest. I have to apologize when Marty and I changed the sign there at Gus's service station. So anyway, apologies. Hope you accept those on your birthday today. Happy 95th birthday to husband Burl Miller with love from Dorothy today. Burl, we have a lot of wishes for you today from your fan club. And last but not least, the RC Lions. Happy birthday to Kaylee Klatt, to Jason Luxton, Alcidine Wheeler, Kim Shelby Johnson, and happy anniversary to Gail and Linda Serum and Harold and Jean Wells.
If you just heard you're someone's name on the birthday list, I want to talk to you today. Hi, this is Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I promise I can make this year's birthday extra memorable. We are Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a few reasons. We have the largest selection of perfect jewelry for all taste. We treat every customer like family. We compete with any competition with the fairest prices, and we have the best smiles. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700, open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
54 degrees as we head towards 66 later here in WRCO Country. This is Alabama.
Sometimes her morning cough is way too strong, and sometimes what she says all wrong. But right or wrong, she's there beside me, like only a friend would be. And that's close enough to perfect for me. Now she's been known to wear her pants too tight, and drinking puts her out just like a light. Heaven knows she's not an angel, but she'd really like to be. And that's close enough to perfect for me. She kisses me each morning and smiles a sleepy smile. And she don't have to say it, I can see it in her eyes. Don't you worry about my woman or what you think she ought to be. Close enough to perfect for me. Sometimes she gets down and starts to cry, but then again a lady has arrived. She's everything I've ever. She's all I'll ever need. She's close enough and perfect for me. She kisses me each morning and smiles a sleepy smile. She don't have to say it, I can see it in her eyes. Don't you worry about my woman, what you think she ought to be. She's close enough to perfect for me. Oh, she's close enough to perfect.
Keeping us tuned in here and supporting local radio. Phil Nee wishing you the best on a Tuesday morning. Joanne is in with the news coming up next.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 54 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Variably cloudy, mild, and breezy today with spotty showers and thunderstorms possible later this afternoon. A high of 66 with west winds 10 to 18 miles per hour becoming northwesterly late. Clear and cold with frost late tonight, a low of 30. Currently in Richland Center after a low of 53, it's 54 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The federal government is, for the first time, requiring nursing homes to have minimum staffing levels after the COVID-19 pandemic exposed grim realities in poorly staffed facilities. Vice President Kamala Harris announced the final rules Monday before a trip to Wisconsin, where she spoke with nursing home care workers. It's Harris's third visit to the battleground state this year and is part of President Joe Biden's push to earn the support of union workers who've traditionally backed him and fellow Democrats. The new rules will implement a minimum number of hours staffers spend with residents. The American Healthcare Association criticizes the rules and says they create an impossible task for providers. Two returning and one newly elected Richland School Board member took the oath of office at last night's board meeting. They were Scott Bailing, Brady Doudna, and Lee Van Landite. Following the oath of office, the board ran its reorganizational meeting by electing its officers. Aaron Unbehan was elected president, Scott Bailing vice president, Robin Dickman clerk, Brady Doudna treasurer, and Neil Huntemer acting clerk. Robin Dickman was elected to serve as the Wisconsin Association of School Board Representative delegate with Sheila Troxell as the alternate. Scott Bailing was elected as the Richland School District Foundation representative. The CISA 3 convention representative elected was Neil Huntemer with Lee Van Landite as the alternate. All were elected unanimously and unopposed. Community First Bank has been the official depository for several years and has served the district well. Additionally, the district uses several other financial institutions for investment purposes. The board agreed to use the local government investment pool for an alternative investment location. The board also approved Kirk Strang with Strang Law LLC as the legal firm for most of the legal matters in 2024-25, and to empower the district administrator to use other firms as needed for special purposes, and the Richland Observer as the official newspaper. The Richland School District Board of Education will continue to meet on the second and fourth Mondays of the month. North America might be in for another smoky summer. Dr. Bruce Snyder is with Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate. He says climate change is fueling hotter and drier summers, raising the risk of wildfires.
And when that happens, people have more respiratory disease, people have chronic lung disease, tend to get sicker. So there's a lot of downstream consequences.
Climate change is making summer less healthy for millions. Scientists are also keeping an eye on insects that carry disease.
This is having a profound effect on our wildlife, but also we're seeing a lot more progressively rising rates of Lyme disease, of West Nile virus.
Snyder says he's also worried about more wildfires as conditions each summer get hotter and drier. Federal wildlife officials have decided not to place lake sturgeon on the endangered species list, ensuring annual spearing season in Wisconsin and Michigan can continue. The Center for Biological Diversity petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in 2018 to list the prehistoric fish as endangered or threatened, arguing the creatures have been excessively harvested and their habitats have been deteriorating due to dam construction, water pollution, and water diversions. The agency announced Monday that lake sturgeon don't need protections under the Endangered Species Act. Officials said that sturgeon stocking programs have led to population growth and returned sturgeon to areas where they had vanished. Dairyland Power Cooperative celebrated Earth Day yesterday by making a $20,000 donation to the Outdoor Recreation Alliance to support the development of their trail farm project in La Crosse. The 277-acre project is made up of forest and farmland, which will be transformed into a community area, providing access to 15 miles of shared-use trails and other amenities. The purpose of this project is to allow for a broader audience to embrace nature through hiking, biking, and skiing trails accessible to all user levels. It will also include opportunities to play, learn, and celebrate the outdoors. This donation includes a $10,000 match from CoBank, a national cooperative bank, through CoBank's Sharing Success program. Find out more about being a caregiver. The Tomah VA Medical Center will host a resource fair, Beyond the Caregiving Role, Seeing the Whole Caregiver, today at noon in Building 455, Veterans Hall. A variety of booths from VA community and state will be available. Talk with and learn more about being a caregiver and how being a caregiver can help the veteran in your life. Two state legislators who serve on legislative committees overseeing colleges and universities will speak about the future of the universities of Wisconsin this evening in Muscadet. State Senator Kel DeRoyce and Assembly Representative Katrina Shanklin will share their experiences regarding recent higher education funding negotiations. In October 2023, UW System President Jay Rothman closed the UW-Richland campus. Also that month, UW-Platteville Chancellor Tammy Ivetovich announced the elimination of 111 positions at the Platteville campus, a staff reduction of more than 12%. In the last 6 months, the UW system has closed four additional two-year campuses. Senator Royce, member of the Senate Committee on Universities and Revenue, and Representative Shanklin, member of the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities, will discuss the legislature's role in budget cuts. They will also share their views about the future of the Universities of Wisconsin in rural Wisconsin. You are invited to attend the forum at the Cradwell Memorial Building tonight at 6. Doors will open at 5:30 for an opportunity to meet and greet the legislators. The forum will last until 7. Refreshments will be provided by the Richland and Grand County Democratic parties. No fees or donations will be solicited or collected. Become a fair judge. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is offering an online training webinar for newly licensed fair judges, as well as those interested in learning more about the general principles of serving as a judge at a Wisconsin county or district fair. The training webinar will be held tonight, beginning at 6, via Microsoft Teams. Some of the topics to be covered during the webinar include the basics of judging at a county or district fair, steps to becoming a judge, expectations of judges, and the types of judging, such as a conference or face-to-face. There will also be time for those in attendance to ask questions related to serving as a judge at Wisconsin county and district fairs. Participants can register for the webinar by sending an email to datcpffairs@wisconsin.gov. Please provide name, mailing address, phone number, and email address. A confirmation email will be sent back containing a link to the webinar and presentation slides that can be downloaded prior to the training. Race for Grace, a fun outdoor running event for all ages, is scheduled for Saturday, May 18th at the Dr. Killian Meyer Building in Richland Center. The quarter mile kids run, 1 mile run walk, 5K run walk, and a 10K run is raising funds for those battling cancer while also encouraging people to be more active. Al Kaszubski is on the Grace Board of Directors.
We're going to keep it fun. You know, we have the 10K for the real serious runners. And I know we've got a bunch because a bunch of you have already signed up and we really appreciate that. But we're also going to have fun with this too. So we're calling it the Race for Grace, but the reality is it's going to be a family fun event for that morning. So, you know, don't be intimidated just because you hear a 5K or a 10K in a race, right? Or we're not that serious.
Participants who register for Race for Grace before May 2nd will be guaranteed a t-shirt and swag bag, which will be available for pickup at the Dr. Killian Meyer Building on Friday, May 17th from 4 until 6:30, or during registration on the day of the race, Saturday, May 18th from 6 until 7:30 a.m. Runners in the 5K and 10K will also be able to pick up their numbered bib. The national anthem kicks off the event at 7:40, followed by the start of the kids' run at 7:45, 10K race at 8, 5K at 8:05, 1 mile race at 8:10, and the awards ceremony at 10. A firefighter's challenge of Race for Grace will have teams of firefighters participating with the other runners. Firefighter teams of three or more are encouraged to turn out in their gear. Coat and pants are required. Helmet and air tank are optional, but no boots allowed to ensure good running form. Firefighter team members must finish together. Medals will be given to each firefighter that is identified before April 25th and participates in the 1 mile race. Cost to register for Race for Grace is $20 for the quarter mile kids run, $25 for the 1 mile run walk, $35 for the 5K run walk, $45 for the 10K run, and $100 for the Team Firefighters Challenge. Course maps will be available. In-person registration can be done at the Grace office, located above Royal Bank in Richland Center, on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 1, or anytime online at walkwithgrace.com.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Today is Tuesday, April 23rd. Luella R. Ellie Zintz, 81 of Fenimore, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Larson Family Funeral Home in Fenimore. Burial will be in the Sand Prairie Cemetery in Blue River. Friends may call at the Larson Family Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Luella R. Ellie Zintz, 81 of Fenimore. Lana R. Adams, 69 of Boscobel, died Saturday at home after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 4 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel, followed by a private family burial at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 1 until the time of service at 4. Lana R. Adams, 69 of Boscobel. Diane Toots Goble, 75 of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, August 31st at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Diane Toots Goble, 75 of Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Feral Gas, with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners. Variably cloudy, mild, and breezy today. Spotty showers and thunderstorms possible later this afternoon with a high of 66. After a low this morning of 53, we're up to 55 cloudy degrees at 8 o'clock.